Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Using My Keys. I've been using my keys and using your keys too. Amen. This is your host, Valerie Burrell of Empowerment Place Ministries. We're grateful to God tonight to be back on the air with you all. Tonight we have as our guest a pastor. Our pastor, they call you pastor?
Overseer.
Overseer.
Yes, ma'am.
Rose Jarvis. Amen, amen. I want to get that right now. Make the correction online. Amen. Overseer Rose Jarvis of Rose Jarvis Ministries with us this evening. She has exciting news and updates regarding the upcoming conference being held this week starting on Thursday. Overseer Rose, I'm not going to prolong. I'm just going to turn it over to you. Amen. And just share with us what's on your heart. Amen.
God bless you, Sister Valerie Burrell. I'm so glad you allowed me to come on again to share the exciting news about the conference. We're so excited. We're just bubbling over with joy what God is going to do. We believe in God for souls to be saved, delivered, and renewed. Those with broken spirits to not give up, not quit and give up and throw in the towel, but to continue to run on to see what the end is going to be, because we know we are victorious in God, and we know that He has a destiny for each and every one of us. The conference will start tomorrow night, March 12th, tomorrow night, promptly at 6 o'clock p.m. Myself, your host, will be opening up with the opening session at 6 o'clock p.m., and coming right behind me will be Bishop Daniel Robinson from Mount Gilead in Richmond, Virginia at 7:30. He'll flow right after me. We're going to start it off fresh Friday morning at 6 a.m. with intercessory prayer in the Grand Ballroom at the Convention Center in Hampton, Virginia. I believe that prayer is the connection to God. I know that prayer opens doors, and every conference, everything that I put together will always have intercessory prayer. So we will start at 6 a.m. in the morning, and I'm calling on all the intercessors to meet me in the Grand Ballroom, 6 a.m. in the morning. After that, they will dismiss for breakfast and come back at 10:30 for the general session in the Grand Ballroom with Bishop Hugh Smith. He's flying in from Michigan to bless us. He is under Bishop Tudor Bismarck. He is assistant to Bishop Tudor Bismarck. And he's flying in to be a blessing to the body of God. And then we will break out once he finished. We'll have our breakout sessions. We have rooms in the conference center for breakout sessions. Dr. Michael Penn, Pastor Penn, is coming to do church strategies. And we also have Evangelist Sarita Spriggs and Elder Devon Good is coming in from Ohio to minister to the young adults and connect with them. I'm so excited about Reverend Joanne Adams from Mount Gilead. She has a ministry that is Path to Wholeness. She has a powerful testimony of what God did in her life, and this is her ministry, helping people come back and begin again. Then we'll break after that for lunch and come back after lunch at 2 o'clock p.m. with more breakout sessions. And we have Bishop Angela Cottrell coming in. She's flying in to minister to the women. She's going to speak directly to the women. And Bishop Smith is going to come back in again and minister to the men in another breakout session. And Brother Devon Good from Ohio will minister to those that have gifts, with gifts of art, gifts of dancing, or gifts of praise and desire to get their ministry out there. He's going to minister to them and help them, guide them, coach them along the way. We'll break after that for dinner. But after dinner, we're coming back again for two general sessions, starting at 6 o'clock p.m. again with Pastor Michael Penn. He'll bring the fresh word. Coming right behind him at 7:30, Kate McVeigh is flying in from Michigan. She has an awesome healing ministry. This woman of God is slow, so soft-spoken, but when she tells you to lift your hands, when she begins to pray, you can feel the wave of God come through the place. She came to my last conference, and one of the sisters on the committee went up front to take care of some business, and she told me when she came back, everybody was slain in the spirit. So we're just so grateful that God is allowing her to come back and fellowship with us again. And the conference is going to end up Saturday. We're going to open up again with intercessory prayer. Prayer is the key, and we're going to start off with that again. And then after that, we're going to break for breakfast, come back at 10 a.m. for our general sessions with Bishop Angela Cottrell. She's going to bring a fresh word. Then after that fresh word, we're going to break again for more sessions. This is called Impact Conference, and that's what we're desiring to do, impact the body of Christ so that they can live a balanced life and have everything they need. And we're starting with our breakout sessions at 11 a.m. with co-pastor Teela Finch from Tabernacle of Faith. This is the church that I am the founding pastor, and now I oversee that ministry. And her husband and her, they are the assistant. She's the co-pastor. He is the senior pastor. He was my assistant pastor. We elevated him to senior pastor, and they're continuing that ministry for me, and I oversee it. But she is coming with the financial management. She has an awesome teaching that God has blessed her to help people get out of debt so they can be a more of a blessing to the body of Christ. And then in another breakout session is Pastor Evelyn Harris. She's coming in. She is actually a doctor, a physician, and she's coming in to do the health awareness, and she has books on health and healing. She's going to minister in her class on that level. And we also have a marriage ministry. Mr. and Mrs. Robert Riddick from Newport News, they will be coming in. From Hampton, they'll be coming in. They have an awesome marriage ministry. I was blessed to send in one of their teaching and just loved how they flowed and invited them to come. They're going to minister to the married couples. So we have session for everyone. And then, praise God, we will check out of our rooms for those who are staying. And we'll come back at 1 o'clock to close it out with Pastor Jackie McCullough. She's flying in to be a blessing to the body of God. This woman of God is so awesome. Every time I hear a preacher, I don't care if it's on the radio, TV, or in person, I get just like a tingle sensation in my throat. And the only way to release it is to shout. This lady is so anointed. I just praise God for the lineup that he has blessed me with. And we stepped out on faith with this conference, believing and knowing that God gives you the desires of your heart. And what God gives you the desires of your heart, he will back. And that's what we are believing God is going to do. He's going to save. He's going to deliver. He's going to heal. He's going to set the captives free. And when you talk about Impact Conference, you're talking about reaching the body at every area. And sis, I just want to share with you that it's in memory of a young man. His name is James Marsh, and also a former pastor of mine, Pastor Hobson, pastor and friend. It's in memory of both of them, and I want to share this so that the people listening will feel my heart. It's a strong area that I believe that we miss out in the body of God to minister to. James Marsh was a child of God, believed in God, loved the Lord with all his heart, yet he committed suicide. And then that's a silent topic in the church, and it's an area that needs to be dealt with. And I believe that we need to reach the body of Christ, because it's not only the unsaved committed suicide. You've got Christians that throwing in the towel, and we just want to reach that. That's why it's called Phenomenal Impact. We want to reach every area. It's not, most conferences are just a women's conference or a men's conference or a marriage conference or a youth conference. No, we're bringing it all together to reach the body of Christ. And as I shared last time, it's free. It's free and open to the public. We will lift up love offerings during the general sessions to help us offset the cost, but we made it free so that those that desire to come and do not have will not allow that to stop them from coming. And we just believe in God for change. Amen. We just believe in God for change.
Amen.
And we're going to reach those. That some of the topics that is going to be shared is to reach, because the theme scripture is when Jesus said, occupy until I come, and encouraging the body of Christ, every child of God, to use every gift, every talent, and letting them know they're not too young, they're not too old. Whatever God has gifted them with, whatever God has anointed them with, use it to his glory to reach people that may have be dressed up on the outside but messed up on the inside. And that's just the situation in a lot of the churches. They dress up on Sunday. They put on that display, that format to make you think everything mm-hmm. is okay, but yet they go home and they're broken in spirit. We want to reach them, and we want to encourage them not to quit. They've come too far to throw in the towel, and there is a purpose for their life. There is a destiny for their life. And we not only want to reach them, but as I shared, my former pastor and friend, Pastor Hobson, I'm a native Long Island, New Yorker, born and raised there. And when my senior pastor passed away, before I moved away, Pastor Hobson took over the church, and we continued the fellowship. When he would come down for the minister's conference, I would meet up with him and his wife, and we would have a lovely fellowship. And the last fellowship that he came down to the minister's conference, I could see in his eyes that he was tired, but I just assumed that he was tired from the trip and, you know, ready to get back. But like 2 weeks or 3 weeks later after that, he passed away in his sleep, had a heart attack in his sleep. And then I found out that he wasn't living a balanced life. He was working full-time, pastoring full-time, and working full-time. And his wife had came down with Alzheimer's, and he was trying to take care of her full-time as well. So Brother Marsh left here. He took his life and left here. And Pastor Hobson, I feel in my spirit, shortened his life by not living a balanced life. So we want to encourage people to, yes, you want to do good, but just like Jethro talked to Moses, this thing that you're doing is not good. You'll burn yourself out and the people. And encourage people, yes, do it, but do what God has ordained for you to do. Find your destiny, find your purpose, and flow with that. And so many people, sis, can have the love of God and desire to help everybody, but you can't help everybody. You got to stay in your corner and help those that are doing the other avenues that God has called them to do by financially blessing them, by lifting them up in prayer so that you don't burn yourself out. So the conference is going to touch, it's going to touch a whole lot of areas. And I'm just challenging people to use vacation day on Friday. That's the only day that's all day. Use a vacation day on Friday and to impact yourself. You know, you go on vacation to rest, but rest your soul, rest your spirit, and get refreshed. You know, you go to the gas station to gas up. Get gassed up on the Holy Spirit and come and receive for these men and women of God, because it's going to be awesome. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. I hear the enthusiasm as you're sharing about what God has lined to bless his people.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. I applaud you because generally a gathering of this magnitude carries with it a healthy registration cost. And what the healthy registration cost may not necessarily speak to your needs, but it'll have the faces and the names that you know, so you go. But here is an opportunity for you to be able to sow a seed.
Yes.
But to go willingly and receive what God has for you. I'm excited about just total impact. You know, it's important. You said operate in your purpose. And the only way we can make an impact is if we embrace our purpose.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
You've got to embrace your purpose. And so it's exciting. You know, I came home today not feeling 100%. And I was like, ooh. I'm trying to forward think. Okay, so what time can I get to the conference on Friday? You know, what time can I leave it? What would I be able to catch it? You know, I'm thinking forward because I do want to come and be a part what God is going to do in Hampton this weekend to bless his people. And so, you know, for those who are listening, you know, I'm going to plug this on every page I can because I need people to not just listen. I need you to hear. I need you to hear what God wants to do in your life. This conference is coined as being phenomenal.
Praise God.
That means it's not good. It's not great. It's beyond that. It's going to be phenomenal. And I almost want to call it epic, because it's going to be one of those instances that you won't be able to, you won't even be able to articulate what God did when you get back to the people who didn't go. All you can say was, my God.
Amen.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Amen. Amen.
Because he wants to do things. That's
good, sis. I'm sorry. I was just saying, when you said that you're not going to be able to, and that's one thing that I did express to them. I do not want distractions. I don't want, you know, people walking around with cameras and videos. I don't want distractions, because, you know, you never know who's sitting there that is the one that's contemplating suicide, that is the one that's contemplating giving up. We want as many areas that we can cover that we know that will hinder taken away. So we're just focusing on lives. We're focusing on souls. And I told the committee, I said, it's not about me. It's not about any one of these preachers or teachers that are coming. It's all about God. And I want to make sure he receives the glory and heaven shines down on it, so that souls can be added to the kingdom of God. And that's why I love the name of your ministry, Empowerment Place of Ministry. That is phenomenal itself. That you're trying to empower people. You're trying to reach people to make a difference for God. And I just love you for that, sis. And I just praise God for what you're doing. And I just touch and agree with you on that, too. And prayers goes towards you for your ministry as well.
Amen. Well, thank you, sis. I was sharing with a young lady on last night, one of my guests, and she was just like, oh, wow, I never would have imagined. And I said, but, you know, one thing that God has done with me, and he does the same thing with you. I just sense that we know what God has placed us in the earth to do.
Yes.
We know what he's placed us in the earth to do. And because it doesn't look like what everybody else is doing, it doesn't sound like what everybody else is saying, we know what God has placed us in the earth to do.
Amen.
And yes, I can admit that it's taken me some time to get there, but now you can't distract me from it. I may get a little weary, but the word tells me don't get weary in well-doing, because in due season you're going to weep if you faint not. I'm not going to faint.
Yes, that's it.
I'm not going to faint. And I know you've had some days where you felt like, oh, Lord.
Oh, yes.
But in
that,
we don't faint.
Oh, yes.
Because there is an expected end for us, as it is
that's
for
right.
each of you listening on tonight. There is an expected end. There's something great that God wants to do in your life. He's just looking for time and eternity to connect. He's waiting for alignment. He's waiting for your yes. He's waiting for you to submit so he can move like he's never moved before. And this conference is going to set the stage where
Amen. Praise God.
It can take place this weekend at Total Impact Conference in Hampton, Virginia, that's being hosted by Rose Jarvis Ministries and a phenomenal team of people that have come together that I'm sure have given willingly of their time and resources to make this happen for you.
Amen.
For each of you. You know, I just thinking about this conference, I think about the gift of salvation that we didn't have to pay for. All we had to do was accept.
That's right.
Here it is, another gift being offered to you, and all you have to do is accept.
Amen.
All you have to do is accept. If you're ready for change in any area of your life, it sounds like they're going to talk about it. If your marriage is a little funny, they're going to meet you there. If you want to be praise and worship, you want to be out there, you want the exposure, someone's there to help you. If your money's funny, come and learn how to handle your finances so you can be the lender and not the borrower.
Yes.
You can come and take your mask off. You don't have to dress up in your Sunday's best this day. Come on. This weekend you can come and just let your hair down.
That's right. That's
be
right.
naked before the Lord and not ashamed, because he knows your stuff anyway. Ah, oh, I'm excited.
I'm excited too. I'm just ready. I'm, you know, I'm just ready. I'm just ready for the
Amen.
Lord to have his way, have his way, have free course. No time
Amen.
Limits. I told him, I said, it's laid out for the itinerary, but everyone know no time limits. The Holy Spirit's still moving. You better not cut him off.
I know, right.
Amen. Do not cut him off. So since I'm challenging everybody that's listening to get on Facebook, get on Twitter, download it, let all your friends know, challenge them and encourage them to come. And you can look it all up on the website, rosejarvis.com. All the itinerary is listed right there. And if you go on Facebook for Rose Jarvis Ministry, you can, copy and paste and forward it to all of your friends. And like it
Amen.
On Facebook, like it on Twitter, so more can receive and get what God has for them. And
Amen.
Once again, sis,
Amen.
I just thank you. I just thank you for the opportunity to share. And when you do come, make sure the ushers know who you are and make sure they bring you up to the stage. There's a seat for you. I just thank you for your
Amen.
Love and for the opportunity to be able to share this conference with those that listen and
Amen.
Pray that they will share
Amen.
With others.
Amen. Amen. Well, again, thank you so much for taking time out to come on. I believe that, we're in this together. There's no there's no competition. We're
That's
here together
right.
because God wants change. He wants change now. He wants belief systems change. He wants mindsets renewed. He wants
yes.
everything about us to be in alignment so that we
yes.
can receive the manifestation that he has for us. So my sister,
yes,
if there's
right.
ever anything that Empowerment Place can do to aid you in getting it done, please do not hesitate to let me know.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Do not
Is
hesitate
it okay
to let
if I
me
pray
know.
Before...
Absolutely. Want you to do that. Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we just come to you with humble hearts. We thank you, Lord God, first of all, for this day, a day that we've never seen before and a day that we'll never see again. We thank you for your hand of grace, your hand of mercy, your hand of love, your hand of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And Father, I just touch and agree with my sister on the phone, Sister Valerie Burrell. I touch and agree, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and to the radio listeners as well. Father, we agree that as we walk according to your will, according to your way, Father, that you will reveal our destinies, you will reveal the purpose and the plans that you have for your people. And Father, I just lift up everyone on this radio. Heavenly Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will open up the windows and pour out blessings on their behalf. And Father, you said that your people perish because of lack of knowledge. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that as they listen to Sister Valerie's radio broadcast, Lord God, that they will receive knowledge, they'll receive understanding, they'll be encouraged
Jesus.
To run on, for we know that we are victorious, for Jesus has already won the victory for us. I lift up those, Heavenly Father, that are sick in their bodies. Father, you said in your word that your son was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised
Jesus.
For our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just lift them up right now. We decree and declare that they are healed. We decree and declare that they are delivered and they are set free in Jesus' name. In the name of
Thank
Jesus,
you.
we claim the supernatural movement upon their bodies right now in Jesus' name. We give you
Thank
all
you.
Praise, glory, and honor. For God, you said in your word you have no respect the person, for you will heal, deliver, and set free those that desire to be set free. But even as Jesus asked the man at the well, asked the man that was lame, asked the man, everyone in the body, what can he do for them? Father, they said that they will receive their healing. And Father, as they tonight, those that are listening, ask you, Lord God, for healing, God. We just thank you in the name of Jesus in advance for it being done in Jesus' name. Body parts
Thank
that
you,
were
Lord.
Not able to move right now as they feel the warmth coming through the radio, God, as they feel the anointing, Lord God, as they feel the chill on their bodies right now, let them know that it's you, Father, in the name of Jesus, and allow them to give you praise, allow them to give you glory, allow them to Tell others, Lord God, what God did for them. Those, Lord God, that have no bank accounts. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for opening up windows, Lord God. I thank you for opening up doors of opportunities. For Father, when you open up doors, no man can shut. And doors that you shut, no man can open. And God, I just decree and declare it done in their lives. And Father, for those that are broken in spirit, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that they've come too far to throw in the towel. I decree and declare that they've come too far to give up on their destiny, and the devil is defeated in their lives in Jesus' name. Hey, I decree that they cannot be taken from out of your hands, for you said those that are in your hand, no man can pluck out. Thank you, God. Thank you for saving hands. Thank you for delivering hands. Thank you, Lord God, for looking beyond our thoughts and seeing our needs. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just give you all praise, glory, and honor, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just love you, Father. We love your hand. We love you not just for your hand. We love you just for who you are. For God, you loved us when we were yet in our sins. You loved us when we were the prodigal son. And God, we thank you for making us new creatures in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, we just love you more than words can express. And we give all praise and honor unto you. In Jesus' name, we decree and declare it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
God.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. You're worthy, Father. All the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Hallelujah.
Glory
to your name. Thank you, God.
Glory to God.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. I'm fired up, girl. I'm ready. I'm ready. Hallelujah. I am ready.
Jesus.
Glory
all right.
to
well,
your
God
name.
Bless you, sister. Listeners, again, meet us. Beat us. Beat us there. Beat us there.
Yes.
If you can't beat us there, at least meet us there.
Yes.
Starting tomorrow night through Saturday. At give us a hotel again.
Embassy Suite. In Hampton, Virginia, that's for those that are staying there. Those that are just coming for the conference, come right to the Hampton Convention Center, right next door to the Hampton Coliseum. Hallelujah. You can see
Amen.
It from the interstate, right on Coliseum
Amen.
Drive. And we look forward to seeing you. And let us know that you're in the house by giving God all the praise and glory that he deserves.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, sister. We love you.
We love you,
and
too.
I'll
God
see
bless
you on
you.
Friday. Amen.
God bless
God
you.
Bless.
Thanks again.
All right.